Can you state your name for the camera?
Dr. Abigail Tyler.
The sci-fi film The Fourth Kind is set in Nome, but some residents of Alaska's Gold Rush City disputed the film's premise of extraterrestrial abductions in Nome a decade ago. Members of the Alaska Press Club in particular were disturbed by Universal Studios' use of fake news archives on websites used to promote the movie. Anchorage attorney John McKay took the matter seriously, and today Alaska journalists won a victory when Universal Studios agreed to pay the Alaska Press Club $20,000 in damages.
I just want to salute John for thinking about this. He considered this an injury to journalism in the state of Alaska in a significant way, and he looked around for some way to remedy that or to correct it, and he frankly thought it might be a few hundred dollars or maybe $1,000, and it turned out to be a larger amount than that, which at this point sort of doubles our budget.
That's Kathleen McCoy, president of the Alaska Press Club. McKay could not be reached for comment, but Nancy McGuire, editor of the Nome Nugget, says the promotional campaign caused nothing but confusion.
They made up some cockamamie story about whatever, about somebody that didn't exist, and they put my name on it, and it was published in the Nome Nugget, and a lot of people are calling us and asking, is it true? Did people really get abducted by aliens? And, they're frightened about it and they're ignorant and uninformed. They really do believe that we do have alien abductions here.
McGuire calls the settlement a mutually satisfactory resolution. Universal Studios has also made a donation to Nome's Nest program for the homeless. Five other Alaska media outlets, including the Fairbanks News Miner, joined in filing the complaint.
Abduction. Someone or something came into my room. And it took me away.